Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
We used to be riding in my drop top, you up in your crop top, shining while we running through the hood. I used to be the bully in your bedroom, fighting like we post to the shit that all your homegirls wish I would. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kinda lonely, as I sit in the shadows of the things that we once did. You pulled the fast one on me, as you wrecked it up in front of all our friends. Okay, let me borrow your time with the thoughts of my mind, but we both already know that you win. Had to get this off my chest, where should I begin? What do you feel when he holds you? Does he caress you the same? When you get to the point of your climax, do you still call on my name? What happened to our ritual? Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me. What happened to our ritual? Shoot a morning text, you don't hit a nigga back till 3. What happened to our ritual? Over and over and never tired of the same old thing. You never leave me, girl, you need me, you breathe me, believe me. Riding in my drop top, you up in your crop top, shining while we running through the hood. I used to be the bully in your bedroom, fighting like we post to the shit that all your homegirls wish I would. I'm not gonna lie, you are my only, the center of my life and the queen I chose to have my kids. But you jumped ship on me, now I'm mad at all the shit that you did. I can only swallow my pride, except the fact that you lied. Pray to God that this is the end. Feel so much on my chest, where do I begin? What do you feel when he holds you? Does he caress you the same? When you get to the point of your climax, do you still call on my name? What happened to our ritual? Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me. What happened to our ritual? You don't get into back till 3. What happened to our ritual? Over and over and never tired of the same old thing. You never leave me, girl, you need me, you bring me, believe me. I still be your ritual. What do you get? What do you get? When you're still in love, but it ain't the same. A bed full of sweat, pounds of regret, and a finger pointed at who's to blame. How could you let? How could you let? From the past, trying to crash our plane. And when you get away, yeah. What happened to our ritual? Hiding the sheets, making love while your eyes on me. What happened to our ritual? Shoot a morning text, you don't hit it back till 3. What happened to our ritual? Over and over and never tired of the same old thing. You never leave me, girl, you need me, you breathe me, believe.
Ritual. Antonio Ramsey is the name of the artist. It's Black History Month, everybody. Welcome to the Social Lab. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial, to jump on, to comment live. So we impeached the President of the United States for a second time, only for him to be acquitted for a second time. What the hell is going on in America? We saw that coming, right? Many people feel like, you know, why did we just go through that routine? Because that's really all it was routine. Nah, they laying out something here. You know, stand by. stand by. It's going to get worse before it gets better, folks. But on to better things. A Power Moves tonight featuring two dope brands, two dope new brands to be on the lookout for from folks that happen to be friends of this show. Ego and Hubris is the name of the brands. Owners Ann Lawrence and Ed Willing stopping past tonight to talk about these two dope brands. They making power moves, and you only gonna get positive things here. You're gonna hear from positive people doing positive things, because there's a whole lot of, you know, shenanigans taking place. Hey, did you all know that a black woman named Valerie Thomas was the inventor of 3D movies? Valerie Thomas, she was actually a NASA physicist who invented 3D movies. Who would have known? Nobody, because they don't like us to know that kind of information. Boston, out in Charlotte tonight. Did you know that a black woman invented 3D movies?
Yeah. No, not at all.
They don't want you to know. They don't want you to live. They don't want you to be empowered.
Now I know.
Now
I learned that earlier today. Yeah.
No doubt, you know. Hey, we here to help. We here to educate. Hey, it's 6:09 here in Atlanta. It's 9:06. That's my dyslexia. It's 9:06 here in Atlanta. It's 6:06 out there in LA. Again, this is the Social Lab. Power Moves, man. If you did not catch the broadcast of Sleepy Green earlier in the month, I think it was probably the first show of. Was it this month or last month?
Of last month.
I don't know. It's been a few weeks. So it might have been like the last week of January, right before February. We had Sleepy Green on the show. Sleepy Green is making some moves. He owns a ton of trucks. He talked to us about how to make money, not even, you know, having to drive a truck or having a driver, but simply by owning a truck. He leases trucks to a management company. It makes about $1,000 a week, right? So just by owning a truck, but Sleep came on the show, talked about his clothing line. He talked about restaurants and things that he just opened up here in Atlanta, talked about his transition from Philly, to Atlanta about 16 years ago with about $1,000, and how he's millionaire status right now. I actually invited him on the show to talk about one thing he did not talk about. He squeezed in, No Sleep Miami. We do a live broadcast from No Sleep Miami every year. And we squeezed that in because that's happening again this year, No Sleep Miami. But we did not talk about the fact that he just became owner in a dispensary. So we're going to have him back on, right? Because, listen, weed is the game, folks. Weed is the game. And I'm not talking about to smoke. No. Weed is the game, you know, for generational wealth. And we want to lay out a plan for cats who are living in states where it's legal. Virginia are only doing like pharmaceutical type of situations right now. So you have to partner with someone who has a pharmaceutical license in the state of Virginia. Georgia's not there yet. D.C. is already there. Colorado's already there. California's already there. Las Vegas is already there. Listen, if we're going to get our game up and we're going to establish generational wealth, you got to think out of the box. And you got to think like, listen, weed. But not think about it in the sense that you're used to thinking about it. Hey, let's move on to my very special guest. Listen, it's real talk, you know, real people, real times. We grown folk up in here. We want to talk weed, we're going to talk weed. But listen, it's nothing better to go with some weed than some libations. And my friends, they got the libations to go with the weed. Listen, Power Moves tonight. Brands Ego and Hubris is all I'm going to say. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Ladies first. And Mama, friend to the show. Yo, you always doing something, girl. You always got something up your sleeve. Welcome back.
Thank you. I love coming on to the show. You guys are awesome.
Hey, we glad you're here. And right alongside you is our friend Ed. Ed Willing, welcome to the show, bro. Hey, I went to school with these guys, so we've had an opportunity to watch each other evolve and grow. And when I say power moves, it don't get no better than having your own liquor. Like, you know, pop your collar with your own liquor. Hey, yo, it officially introduce yourselves. Tell the folks a little bit about you, and let's get into this conversation.
Oh, I'll go first.
Andy?
All right. So,
yeah, you go first.
Okay. Yes, I've been on T for a long time. We went to school together. I'm appreciative of him having me on the show again. So my name is Ann Lawrence. I currently reside in Maryland. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. I have a whole lot of businesses. I got my hands in everything. I was on before with Top Level Boutique. I was on with Top Level Boutique.
Hey,
I'm
hey,
an author.
Hey, before, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I got to do this because I just want to make sure. Yo, fellas, she says she got a whole lot of businesses, right? So I don't have no sound effect that go cha-ching on your ass, but I just want to make sure. Ann, are you single?
That would be a no.
Okay, listen, I just wanted to put that out there, right? Because
yes,
when I hear black women in businesses, I go cha-ching for all the single Negroes out there. So carry on, my friend.
So I'm not married, but I am in a relationship. So I guess that's not single, but whatever you want to call it. But anyway.
I love black love.
My aunt said you're single till you get married, but, you know, relationship is
right.
Relationship.
Okay, right, exactly. You're single till you get married. Relationship, yes. Single till you get married. But yes, I own a boutique. I am an author. I have written and published 4 children's books. And now I'm venturing into the line of vodka. So I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
What made you choose vodka?
So with vodka, people love to drink.
Yeah.
People
sure.
love to drink. Tequila, I can't do. No shade, but oh my God. I tried something with tequila in it a couple of years ago with some friends, and oh my God, my stomach was. And I only took a couple of sips of it, so I know that tequila is not my friend. So, you know, and this vodka is organic and it's gluten free.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Gluten free
or
organic.
Yes, gluten-free and organic. And I've tasted different types of vodka, but something about this one, I guess because it's organic and it's gluten-free, I can even take a shot of it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good thing. You got to be able to drink your own vodka.
Right, exactly.
So, that's enough about
me.
Absolutely. So, but we're going to come right back to you in a little bit. Ed, introduce yourself to the people, brother.
Oh, good evening, everybody. T, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And congrats to you on the show, bro. You're doing good things.
Appreciate you,
bro. Really, I am also from Norfolk, Virginia. I knew T since high school. We used to hang out after school. We used to kick it. I am currently I work for Baltimore City Recreation and Parks as a deputy director right now. I have a few things. My man, Cliff Hatchett, and myself, we started a business, a publishing business, comic book publishing business, about 12 years ago called Anarchy Comics. I'm a writer. I'm an artist. And now jumping into the vodka game or to the alcohol game, I'm going to say that, because I'm just starting off with the vodka, but eventually I'm going to have a bourbon or whiskey also.
Okay.
So
what made you
go for it. Absolutely. What made you into this lane?
Right.
How to get started? Honestly, I jumped into it I tried to jump into it maybe about 5 years ago. I was looking to get into investing in stocks and shares and companies, and they said I've heard that and read that if you're going to do something or invest in something, invest in what you buy. And anybody that knows me know I'm a whiskey drinker first. So I was looking to invest in Crown Royal. And as I was looking and reading into it, I'm like, why not have my own so somebody can invest in me and I can invest in myself? So that's how it started for me, and that's when Hubris was birthed for me. So Hubris has been on my mind since then. I've had the logo since then. I knew how it was going to look, but I was looking at the whiskey side. But vodka being the highest-selling spirit in America, I had to go with that first.
Okay.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you are in tune to Power Moves featuring Ego, Miss Ann Lawrence, and Hubris Ed Willing. If you want to jump on and comment live, you have questions, you can do it at 917-889-3926.
917-889-3926.
Now, when you talk about investing what you buy, you talk in my language. The one thing that we talk about a lot on this show is investing in community and really spending your dollars, leveraging your dollars. And the one thing that African Americans are not doing right now in the United States of America, we're not leveraging the $2.1 trillion. Did y'all hear what I said, black people, specifically y'all, all the way in the damn back with your headphones in? Take them out. Our spending power is $2.1 trillion. What Ed said was he decided to invest in what he buys because that's just smart business for people who are trying to level up. Invest in what you buy. He said he was thinking about stocks. He said he was a writer, right? He was an artist. He's a publisher. But what both of them have in common is Anne is also a writer, right? She owns a boutique. But this lane of alcohol, folks, let me give you a better word for it. It's a D word. It's called diversification. It's called diversify. Diversify, black people, diversify. And you said you had the logo. You knew how it was going to look. You had that way before it actually manifested. Have you always been able to just, like, see projects like that in advance?
For me, honestly, yeah. Because when I say I'm an artist, it's not musically. I'm not musically inclined. I draw. So I can put it on paper. I can create. So, you know, for me, it pops in my head, and it immediately goes on paper.
Yeah.
And that's what everything I do.
And was it difficult for you did you struggle writing and catering to children as an author writing books? Did you struggle transitioning into alcohol, putting your brand behind alcohol? Because I think sometimes as an entrepreneur, when we have ideas, sometimes we feel conflicted because we might not be comfortable with the thing that we want to move into. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, no, because I don't think it wasn't difficult for me to go into from writing into doing alcohol because it's all a business. I keep everything separate. When I'm doing author stuff, it's strictly, you know, representing me as the author, me promoting books, me promoting reading and literacy. But then on the ego side, it's just strictly vodka, cocktails, making drinks, but I can put Ego and Top Level Boutique together. So you want a cocktail, you can shop, sip and shop. You want to sip, you can shop and sip. Exactly, yeah. So with the and even with the artist side of it, coming up with the logo for Ego, you know, Ed and I are, like I said, you know, we've been knowing each other forever. I just said Ego, and as he said, he's an artist. He sat down, and he just was like, I got something for you. Boom, 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 boom. I was like, this is dope. Straight off the head. I didn't have to say anything. I reached out. I was like, hey, I need a logo. Boom. He put it out there. So, I mean,
yes.
I'm not that creative when it comes to drawing and illustrating because I have an illustrator that illustrates my book. I could tell the story. So I reach out to people for those types of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw when the logo, the first logo was put out there, and I was like, interesting. Let me see what Ann got up her sleeve. And then I saw Ed, and I was like, this should be interesting. And then I saw pictures of the tasting. And although I did not get a damn invite to the tasting, I knew that you had something that was about to be really, really cool. Ego. Yeah, I had to put that out there, Ed. Yeah, I had to throw the shot.
It wasn't like that. Yeah, we haven't had an official tasting yet. But when we do, you best believe your name is going to be on the list. You already know that, bro.
Okay. Well, you know what, Ed? I'm glad you're telling me, because Andon told me I'm going to be on a few lists a few times, and I was not on those damn lists, Ed.
Okay. Don't throw me under the bus like that. So that, like Ed said,
and it's 100,000 people that tune in to this program, and I want you all to know she did not put me on the damn list a few times, folks.
But
let's talk about the brands, though, because the brands are super dope. The logos are super dope. Ego and Hubris, they're very unique. Although Ego, come on, I mean, it the word speaks for itself. But, I mean, when you think of Ego attached to vodka, I mean, man, it make me want to pick it up. And listen, I'm a dark liquor dude. I'm a Douce Cavassier. You know, like white Hennessy, you know, dude. But the brand labels alone made me want to actually be like, I would try both of those brands. I mean, how did y'all come up with the brand names themselves?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go first. Go first.
So with me, I was just playing around. Like, I think I was just sitting around, and I said ego, because it's like me. I have a big ego. I'm strong. And even when you drink ego, you may not be confident to go up to that woman or confident enough to go up to that man, but once you get some ego in you, you know, nice cocktail, you by the end of the night you got a big ego. You can walk over to the guy or the girl and be like, hey, you know, how you doing? So it just depends what type of mood you're in. Like I said, for me, I have a big ego. I'm very confident. I have a strong mind. I'm about my business. So that's how I came up with the name Ego. Right. And it stuck with me. And at first I was like, oh, no, I can't use the name. But then I was just like, I love it, and playing around with a lit of different things. And it just fits me, you know.
Lit.
So that's how I came up with Ego. Yeah.
Okay.
Lit.
Okay. And for me,
Hubris, brother.
Hubris. Like I said, Hubris has been in my head, like I said, for a minute. And for me, Hubris is, if anybody doesn't know about Hubris or what it means, it's the definition of confidence. So, you know. Borderline arrogance, cockiness. So, you know, that's where that came from. People, you know, you call alcohol liquid courage, right? That's what that right. Hubris is. That it gives you that confidence to stand out.
No doubt.
Or to be yourself or be somebody else. Maybe, you know, everybody don't want to be who they normally are. So you get a little bit of libations and you might change a little. So that's what that Hubris
right,
part is.
Right, right, right. Hey, it always takes just a little bit of turn up for a little folks, you know, for some folks to get, you know, that little confidence that they need, you know, to get that extra ego that they need. Hey, I love these brands because both of them to me, you know, speak to like upgrades, you know, speak to improvements, even if they are just temporary. You know, and look, you go back to who you were
right.
when the clock strikes 12. You know,
one night only.
Hey, yeah. Absolutely, for one night only. You know you need some ego. You know you need some hubris. Hey, tell folks how they can follow you guys when the brand is available. And so, guys, you can contact and Ed, if you want more information about the brands. I mean, they're still in some processing modes, right? Pre-launch is the stage that we're in right now. So we just want you to know, you know, and listen, first of all, we bring you information typically before it's in the marketplace, right? That's one of the beauties of the platform, and we love it. So know that you heard about ego and hubris right here first. But, folks, how can we follow you so that when you kick off those pre-launch orders, we can get them first?
So with Ego, you can follow me on IG at Ego Vodka.
And for Hubris, you can also hit me up on IG. It's Hubris _ Liquors.
Now, I wanted to know, like, is it hard to get, was it hard for you to get involved in the process of, like, who to pick to make your liquor? Like, was it hard to, like, you know, yeah, getting into the process of it, was it hard to find, like, a manufacturer of it?
It honestly, it really wasn't. We went to one place, and we found a distillery. We tried to work with them, and they were a little bit non-responsive. But the second place we actually went to, they were all in. They jumped in, what do you need, what you're looking for, how can we help you, yada, yada, yada. This is how we do it. They gave us a tour of the facility. They walked us through the process, and then we got started. It honestly, as soon as we met them, it just everything just fell into place. And they let us know everything, process and procedures-wise, what we would need to do. They told us from step one to step nine and back to step one again. So they were really helpful. And it's a really good distillery. They have a really good reputation. So it's been a really good partnership thus far.
That's super dope.
Now, and yes.
Hey,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Boston. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to ask her the same question and the same question.
Yeah, I would say, as Ed said, because my goal is also to branch into wine. So that was my first step. Wine is my next path. Right. And so, you know, just around here in the area trying to find a winemaker is hard. I mean, people don't want to give up that partnership to make wine for you. So we were out and, out at a location, and we went to one distillery, as Ed said, then we went to another one. And our business partners are so dope. They're so amazing. They've walked us step by step. They even put me in contact with the winemaker, but the company doesn't do wine anymore. But anything you need, the accolades from the business, they're like number one distillery in the USA today. They've won a lot of medals for different things that they've done already with different types of brands that they have. So, yeah, our partners, our business partners are super, super, super dope. They're, you know, from day one, whatever you guys need, we got you walking us through every step. And I like that. And so, like I said, you know, my next step is to find me a winemaker so that I can start putting out some wines. And, you know, we're not just going to stop with one brand. Like, we're going to have some flavors to the vodka, but, you know, just pushing this one out first. Yeah, you know, some limited editions for the holidays. So, yeah, super excited about that.
That's pretty dope.
Love it, love it, love it. It is 8:28 in Birmingham. It's 9:28 in New York City. It's Power Moves tonight with Ann Lawrence and Ed Willing, representing brands Ego and Hubris Vodka. It's the Social Lab. And the one thing you said is that you have dope partners. And I know every successful business requires a team. There is no I in team. And really, there is no I in successful business, folks. I know a lot of times we think we have dope ideas, and we don't want to talk to other people. We don't want to share. We don't want to ask for help because we think our idea is just that dope. Let me tell you something. First of all, don't nobody want your funky idea. You ain't made $1 from that idea. You better tell somebody you need some help. You better invite somebody into the process because you need good partners. You need to collaborate. You ain't going nowhere with that idea that ain't made 2 cents. You need lit partners. You need a dope partnership. And tell us why your partnership is so dope. You shared a little bit. It's because they walked you through the process. They helped to educate you. You learned something. You know, they was bringing you some value. First of all, to me, that's what a partnership is. You bring in value, but why is your partnership so dope and your perspective? Better yet, let me reposition the question. Tell people listening, like, two things they should be looking out for when they're trying to identify dope partners.
Well, the first thing is if they have your best interest at heart, if they're going to guide you, if they're going to help you, if they're going to reach out to you in a certain amount of time, if they're going to give you information. Like I said, they didn't have to give me information for a winemaker. They're totally different business. But they said, guess what? Guess we're going to pass this information on to you because we're doing business with you all. Like I said, they returned my call the next day after I sent an email. The next day I got a phone call. They answer the phone, they answer emails. If I have any questions, they respond back. So that's the first thing. If they're responsive to you reaching out to them, look at the amount of time that they get back to you. And the second thing is, you know, just communicating with you and guiding you through the process and sharing information. That's what a good partnership is. I mean, like you said, we're all out here trying to get money and trying to do great things. And there's no time to be, you know, hiding ideas because guess what? I'm bringing them business.
Right.
That's right. That's right. And so one thing you said, this is no time, right? Guys, like if you're sitting around talking about what you don't have, it's because you're not trying. It's not because the opportunities aren't out here. What I've learned about this pandemic is it helps you to identify, like, who is who, right? Like, for real, you can clearly see high-frequency and low-frequency people clearly. Because high-frequency people are making moves. Low-frequency people are sitting around still trying to figure out what the government going to do. Get out of here. Like, what? Listen, partner with somebody who's going to be responsive, who's going to follow through, who's going to communicate with you, and who's going to share, right? Because a partnership is reciprocal. If you don't know what that word is, look it up. We got things to do. But it needs to be two ways. To keep it simple, it needs to be a win-win situation, reciprocal, win-win. And clearly, Ann is winning. Ed, your perspective as well, bro. I mean, when it comes to identifying dope partners, I mean, two things that we should be looking for.
Positivity and insight. You know, you could bump into a partner or try to partner with somebody or a company. It may not be the right. It may not work out. But if they are giving you, if they're being honest with you, giving honest feedback, you don't have to like it. They don't have to like it. But be honest, being able to be honest with each other, telling them exactly what you want. They've been able to tell you exactly what they can or cannot deliver. That's a good part of it. Insight. They've had experience in the business with this type of work before. They've helped other brand owners start, you know, get their liquor line or alcohol line started as well. So they've been able to walk me through, you know, some of the steps, some of the pitfalls. You might run into a problem here. You might run into a problem there. This is going to be easy. This is going to cost you this much. This is going to cost you that much. So, and I'm a hands-on person. I've, you know, been to the distillery a few times because I'm picking out the bottle. I already know what my labels look like. I want it to look like this. I want it to be here. I want it to say this. This is the font I want. So for me, I've been able to, you know, communicate with them like that. So just being responsive and hands-on and offering honest insight and input, that's what you need.
This sounds like
that's exactly, what you need. Hey, that's exactly what I was thinking, right? You know, everybody needs a mentor in some way, shape, or form, which is a great segue, I think, into my next question for the both of you. When I think of you guys now, right, I mean, it's like, you know, 25, 30 years later, you know, Maury High School, where we grew up during the time that we grew up and graduated in the 90s, right? I mean, I think we all came out in 94 or around that time. I mean, when you all reflect back, I mean, man, those were the good days, right? I mean, if we could only click our heels and go back for a few hours, I might not come back, if, you know, but if we could go back, right?
Right.
If we could go back, right? Absolutely. I mean, Ed, you was balling, right? I mean, come on, Maury had a ton of superstars on the court. I mean, Ann, you were a cheerleader. You know, I remember many of those games. I mean, I was on the radio, you know, around that time. And so, I mean, it was good times. But when you reflect back, what feedback or what advice would you give your younger self today?
For me, I would say be okay, learn how to be okay, being comfortable being uncomfortable, finding your own way, stepping out of your comfort zone, and learn how to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Being uncomfortable. Great feedback.
One thing that I would tell my younger self is to do more like shadowing, interning, to prepare yourself for whatever career you may want to get into. You know, a lot of times in high school we want to be certain things, and then we wait for college to try to get into the area that we want to be in. But I would say start in high school. If you know somebody who has a business and you want to be a hairstylist, intern with that beautician or that stylist to get some experience behind you, or shadow them so that you'll have that experience. Because a lot of times, you know, when you get to college, you find your major, then a lot of, you know, you want to have some type of experience going into whatever it is that you want to do. That's what I would tell my younger self, to do more shadowing and interning and find a mentor that can guide you through whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah, that's great feedback. That is dynamic feedback. As a mentor, and I've been mentoring for years, student mentor as well as, you know, adult mentor, mostly in business, I don't think we start early enough because we don't have those examples. I mean, my parents were entrepreneurs. My grandparents were entrepreneurs, and so it was in my DNA. And for those who, you know, grew up with me, they knew, like, I was very serious even as a kid, and it was because of my upbringing, you know, for the most part. You know, my parents refused to have me to feel like, you know, it was going to be easy. Like, you know, I could just acquire things without working for them. And so, you know, when you talk about starting early, it's really about developing behaviors and developing insights and developing skills that bring value. Skills that bring value as early as possible. And when you think back to high school to now, how many mentors have you had along the way?
I would actually say from high school till now.
I'm trying to emphasize the power of mentoring, right? People think that we just kind of get from A to Z just like that,
mm-hmm.
right? And there is no overnight success. We don't do it on our own. We stand mm-hmm. on the shoulder of giants, right? It takes a community. So she don't even know how many damn mentors she's had, nor can I kind of count them. I probably have lost track. I mean, Ed, do you know? Do you know how many mentors you've had?
I don't have any idea. I know it's been well over 6 or 7, though, but I really don't know. I don't know. Because you just bump into
Boston, how about you?
A lot of times you don't plan for that.
I
right.
honestly, I've only had about 4 mentors in my lifetime.
Yeah, but even four mentors, I think, is a lot of mentors, right?
Yeah. I mean, just different stages, you know, just different stages of life. Yeah. I'd say about four that I paid attention to anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is a mentor for anyone who is following, just kind of, you know, figuring out and may not know, right? Because I don't take anything for granted. What is a mentor? A mentor is a coach. A mentor is a guide. A mentor is a confidant. A mentor is someone that you can trust. You know, a mentoring situation is a safe situation where you should be able to express yourself in any way that you deem fit to your mentor, right? As long as you're respectful. But a mentor is someone that is in a situation where they're coachable because they want to become more. You can't come into a situation, a mentor, and looking for somebody to fix you. That they're not Ayala and they're not Dr. Phil, you know, and they damn sure, you know, not a magician. And some people come with so much baggage and so many issues that it's hard to even converse and interact. Listen, that's not what a mentoring situation is, right? You have to come teachable and you have to come ready to improve, ready to do better. And Ed just said it. Sometimes you find a mentor and you weren't even looking for one. You just found someone who was honest with you, and you knew they had your best interests at heart. Right. If you are going to do anything worthwhile in this lifetime, you got to get out of your own way, and you got to connect with people who are either doing what you want to do, or they actually are on the path trying to get it like you're trying to get it, like-minded people. People who are already trying to do it. If you're the smartest person in the room, it's time to evolve. You need people who are smarter than you in the room. You want to be able to learn. I want to go back to what Ed and Ann both shared at the top of the show. Ann shared that she has a boutique. She is an author. She has published several books. Want to talk about those businesses and how we can follow those businesses. Ed, you talked about being a publisher. You talked about being an artist who draws, and you talked about comics. You mentioned Cliff as well, and Cliff is another friend of ours. That's my homie, but he is one of the dopest artists that I've ever seen. And it's not because he's from Norfolk or he's from VA or he's from Ballantyne and we just represent. No, his is lit. Am I exaggerating?
No, not at all. Cliff is like one of the best artists ever. He got his own comic book that he's self publishing. Not out yet, but it's coming and it's gonna be all that.
The your publishing company itself, I heard about, I think Hank told me about the publishing company and the comics when we were working on the party last year on one of the calls that we were probably on. I think I heard Hank mention the publishing company. Is it something that if someone is interested in publishing some comics who is listening to the show, they can reach out to you so you can actually take a look?
They can reach out to me, yeah. It's at Anarchy Comics. They can look at the Facebook page. They can contact me via that way. I'm not published yet, but that's what we are working on, myself and Cliff, and we are always accepting new artists and new projects.
No doubt. Listen, I mean, if you're out there, I know it's a lot of artists. As a matter of fact, I was on a call earlier in the week where a company reached out to me to look at a press release they had, and it was clothing that they actually want to put independent artist drawings on. And so, I mean, folks, listen, you never know. It's all about partnering, though. Your network is your net worth. And if you don't have anybody in your network, you know, really, you probably ain't worth about nothing. Level up. And let's talk about the boutique and these books.
So, yes, I started writing in 2011, and actually my first book is 10 years old. Wow. I just thought about that when I said 2008. Thank you when I said that. Wow.
Congratulations.
I just thought about that. And so I'm on book four, and you can follow my book Instagram at AMLBooks1. My website is AMLBooks.com. And I'm in the process of, you know, revamping the website because now I'm about to go into consulting. Shout out to a person who, well, actually, shout out to Ed for putting that in my ear. He was like, you need to do consulting, you know. People are always asking you how to do this, how to do that. So now I'm about to add consulting to AML Books and, you know, people to guide them and lead them through the process of writing, publishing, social media marketing and things like that. So that's going to be another added part to AML Books. So, yeah, I mean, that's dope. Like I said, I have four books. I'm on Amazon as well. If you just put my name, Antoinette Lawrence, my children's books should come up. But, yeah, my website, as I said, is amlbooks.com, and Instagram is at amlbooks1. So that's the whole book side of it. I do book events, Black History Month. I have something coming up on Wednesday at a school virtually, you know. I recorded last week for the kids for Black History Month. The teacher asked me questions, and she's going to share it with her class for Black History Month. And the boutique side of things, toplevelboutique.com, at Top Level Boutique. I style. I have fashion from sizes small to 3XL. So also accessories as well, bracelets, necklaces. Depending on where you're going, how you want to feel, I may have something for you. So, yeah, those are the ways you could follow me.
Okay.
Hey, Power Moves featuring Ann Lawrence and Ed Willing. It's 9:46, and we're live out of it.
Talk Radio Show.
Monetization is all I've been hearing throughout the entire show. Monetization. What do I mean? Turn your idea, turn your knowledge, turn your experiences into an opportunity, a way to make money. That's what our guests tonight have done in a major way. My teammates, my classmates, you know, and now, like, business partners, right? Because if they're successful, I'm successful. And we use this platform to promote just positive people making moves, people who are unafraid to kind of step out there. If you're going to do anything and do it well, you got to be willing to take some risk. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to do anything and do it well, you have to be willing to take some risk. Some people got some real dope ideas. I know I called your idea funky earlier, and I meant it. But only funky because it hasn't taken off, and you treating it like it's like the best thing since sliced bread. You have to be willing to let go and let God take some risk. Even if you get like only 10, 20, you know, 30% from it, it was your first idea. And because you can't do it by yourself. See, 20, 30% is better than zero, better than 100% of zero. Because I know we like that 100% idea. But to hell with that 100% if it's 100% of zero.
Yeah.
Partner with people who will push you outside of your comfort zone. Listen to people that you trust. And just gave Ed credit for consulting. How many people got people calling them up asking for free shit all day, every day? Let's talk about it. They want some. It's like the neighbor that comes over asking for butter and sugar. I'm going to tell you, like, I had at one point in my life so many people knocking on my door for butter and sugar. Listen, I moved. I left the damn house, left everything in the house, right? And what I mean by that is I just stopped answering the phone. Because, see, people only do what you let them do. A lot of us have value, but we haven't learned how to position the value. A lot of people have value, but they haven't learned how to position the value. We think that we're bothering people when we're promoting our business. We think we're bothering people when we're promoting our brand. Listen, do you think McDonald's is concerned about bothering you? Do you think Burger King is concerned about bothering you? How did you get to McDonald's? You got there through the commercial. What is the commercial? The commercial is them expressing their business idea. I'm just trying to help people to get outside of that feeling that you're bothering people when you're talking about your brand, when you're talking about your business. See, this is the deal. It has to be a quality brand, a quality business. It has to look good. It got to look good like ego. It has to look good like hubris.
Right.
It has to make you want to indulge. When you tell the story, did y'all hear Ann talk about that damn ego? Didn't it make you want to go out and get some ego? Did you hear Ed talk about hubris? It made you want to get a shot of hubris.
Caught up.
This is called skills. Ann and Ed, let's be honest. Were you always able to just, did you just wake up able to tell that story, able to do that? Did you just wake up with a dope brand that you could just show people? Hell no, it's a process, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Process. Absolutely. And like Ed said, I mean, you know, he's had his idea for 5 years. So, you know, he had it already mapped out. He had everything, the blueprint, boom, 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 boom. You know, I was the one who was like, oh, I need a logo. You know, so... like you said, it's a process. And, you know, it sometimes gets frustrating dealing with the back end of it because, you know, if it was easy, then everybody would be able to get it. So there's a process.
Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Nothing.
Right.
And, yeah, we kind of, like, push each other in that direction. Like, Ann was, like I said, like Ann just said, I had my hubris had been in my head for 5 years. But I wasn't able to get it because I was looking at getting it started through a different avenue. Ann was actually the one that found a distillery that wanted to partner with us. So that's how that got started.
That's super dope. And you talked about bourbon and talked about wines. You know, how much further in the future do you see that? You see that a couple years from now, 12 months from now. I know we're in launch stage for the brands, but I mean, that's super dope that the visions have already been extended to other products.
Oh, absolutely. Have to grow on it. We got to get this Black Excellence started. Or build on the Black Excellence we already have started. How about that? But, yeah, the bourbon.
No doubt.
I'm going to say that's probably a year. That's probably a year or two off because that's going to take some time. That's going to I'm going to have to make some trips for that. That is going to involve, you know, going to Kentucky and sampling different tastes and different batches and different things like that. So it's going to be like a little bit like the vodka got started with the tasting, but that's going to take a little bit longer. So maybe a year or two before that comes. I want to make sure the hubris vodka gets out, and then that can be jumping, and then I'll introduce the bourbon or the whiskey.
Okay.
So, yeah,
yeah,
as
is
far as
for
me
with
the wine.
As it relates to the wine? Yeah.
Well, as soon as somebody is like, yes, we'll partner with you to get this wine popping, I will start putting the wine out because you know it has to go through the fermentation process and sit in the oaks for a couple of months and things like that. So as soon as I find a nice winemaker that will partner with me, and it's gonna happen. I'm going to start getting the wine off the ground as well. And like, you know, like Ed said, with whiskey, that's a whole nother ballgame. I don't know much. I don't even drink whiskey. That takes years on out. But with wine, it doesn't take that long, maybe a couple of months, like I said, for the fermentation process to go through and things like that. So, yeah, that's the wine, as soon as somebody hit me up, it's all in there together.
Order.
Because your license.
Yeah, I know you about
covers,
your wine for sure.
Yes, the license covers liquor and wine.
Okay.
Yeah. So why not do both?
Right.
Why not do both? CeeLo, I know you had a question you were trying to squeeze in.
Oh, yeah. How long do we have to wait before we can get our hands on the on Ego and you?
So as soon as we get the go-ahead, we're going to send you before, as soon as we get the let's go, we'll send both of you guys a sample bottle. So we're just waiting for the last process with the the last process to go through to give us the okay. Because, I mean, like I said, if it was an easy process, everybody would be out here producing liquor. You know, you got to go through getting the labels approved. You got to go through the not the FDA, but the liquor, the USAA, to make sure that's approved. Then you got to go through the state.
Yep.
So why don't you guys come back? We'll have you guys back on. We'll have you guys back on when it's time to launch. We'll have you back on. I just wanted to ask this question in the spirit of Black History Month as we're winding the show down tonight. And guys, thanks for listening all over the world. You need to go back and check out this podcast from the beginning here in Atlanta. When you think of diversity, inclusion, and equity and the situation here in America right now, talk to us about how important it is to be open to working with people who do not look like us. Ed, for you as a Black man, and clearly, you know, you and as a Black woman, who I think has it even, you know, even more difficult sometimes trying to navigate in business. How important is it to be open to people who don't necessarily look like us?
It's extremely important. Well, to answer the first question about the timeline, hopefully within the next couple months we'll be able to ship y'all some samples. But as far as as far as being open to working with, you know, people that don't look like us, you know, you really do. You have to be willing to do that because while you want to work with Black people, of course, that's always your first, you know, your first choice. But a lot of times we don't have all of the options or the availability or the resources available that people that don't look like us have. Now, they may be able to help us get those resources or get to those resources. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't have those resources. So you have to be willing to do that. And that's, you know, part of our partnership is doing that. And at the same time, we all people. There's no need for us to treat anybody any different because they don't look like us. If they have our best interest in mind, they're willing to partner with us, and they can help us learn and grow, that's the part of being uncomfortable. That's when you're growing. You should be all for it. We can't do anything but benefit from
back to read.
Yes, I agree with everything that Ed said. And also, it depends on the mood you get when you're working with those partners or those people who are not people of color. It's the mood you get the first meeting. Like I said, with our business partners, they call back the next day. They respond to emails within 24 to 48 hours. They guided us through the process. They gave us this, what we needed for this. They gave us this. We'll fill this out for you. We'll do this for you. So it was that energy from the beginning.
Okay.
So that makes a difference as well. So when you're working with other people that are not of color, when it comes to business, you got to feel that energy. And if it doesn't feel right, then you know to just say, you know what, this doesn't feel right. We need to just go another route. But it felt right from the beginning.
That first distillery we went to, that's where we got that negative energy from. And we didn't get any kind of feedback from there after 3 weeks, nothing. So, you know, you know right away.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a dynamic hour. A full hour. Please go back. Do yourself a favor. Guys, you're welcome to come back here anytime. You are friends of the show. Folks, we are back Wednesday, 9 p.m. And again, please, follow my friends on IG. It is all about ego vodka and hubris vodka in 2021. Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live.